This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Coming up, Mind Over Madness. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. March Madness, a lot of excitement on the court, and as you might expect, in the courts as well. The question in this case was whether the March Madness video that shows up on your smartphone has a legal right to be there. The case involved Intersport, which produces the Coaches Show. Intersport's been using the term March Madness since 1986 and even registered the term. The Illinois High School Athletic Association also tried to register the mark, claiming it used it first, and then the NCAA said it belonged to them since Brent Musburger was the first to describe the tournament as March Madness. All three parties ended up forming the March Madness Athletic Association, which was supposed to put an end to the madness. But then Intersport licensed the Coaches Show to Sprint, and the NCAA sued, claiming Intersport only had the right to broadcast over radio and TV. But the court held the term video is broad enough to encompass distribution to mobile wireless devices on demand. So March comes in like a lion and goes out on the lamb. As for March Madness, well, it's now network everywhere. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.